We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
The Scriptures and Jesus Christ are so closely and intimately linked that it is virtually impossible to separate one from the other. The Scriptures and no Christ, the Christ and no Scriptures, this would be a false illusion. Jesus loved and respected the Scriptures when he was growing up in his hometown of Nazareth. He employed the Scriptures with lasting effect during the period of the intense temptation by Satan, shortly after his baptism at the hands of John the Baptist in the Jordan. Jesus was at home with the Scriptures. He knew what they said. He knew what they meant. He never quibbled in regard to the Scripture, as many profess to be disciples of Christ do today. The Scriptures were always welcome in his life. Question: does the Bible have such a meaningful place in your life? Jesus believed the Scriptures. If the Scriptures affirm something to be true, then our Lord accepted it as truth. The Scriptures never had a foe in the person of God's Son. It was both Jesus and the Scripture. Jesus obeyed the Scriptures. He did so in his youth. He did so as a man. My friends, may I ask, what is your attitude and what was your attitude toward the Scriptures even as a child? And what is your attitude today? You know, our love and respect for the Bible should grow as we grow to maturity. A growth in respect for the Bible means a growth of faith and spiritual maturity. Jesus not only knew, believed, and obeyed the Scriptures, but he defended the Scriptures. He defended Bible inspiration. He defended their inerrancy. He defended the fact that they were from God. Jesus declared in John 10:35 that the Scripture cannot be broken. Question: are you ready to defend the Scriptures? Just remember, the Word of God will be your only defense in the day of judgment. We shall all be judged by the Word of God, as you may read in John 12:48. Jesus used the Scriptures during his personal ministry. Many times he referred to the Scriptures in his teaching. The names of Bible personalities were often referred to by Jesus in his teaching and preaching. Question: does the preacher where you attend worship use the Scriptures in his preaching and teaching? Is he a Bible preacher? A Bible teacher? Question: if he does not use the Scriptures, have you not wondered why he does not do so? Let me tell you something. A preacher who does not use the Scripture is most unlike the Son of God in his teaching and preaching. What a preacher or teacher appeals to as his sources of authority is an excellent index as to the kind of preacher he really is. It is of more than passing interest to observe that Jesus Christ endorsed the very Scriptures most often attacked by infidels, modernists, and liberals. The three that are most frequently attacked are: 1. The creation account as given in Genesis chapters 1 and 2. And 2. The story of Ark and Noah and the universal flood. And 3. The story of the whale and the great fish and Jonah. Surely, it is no accident that Jesus endorsed, without reservation, every one of these Old Testament narratives as historically accurate and genuine to the very core of their teaching. Concerning creation, Jesus said in Matthew 19:4, "Have you not read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female?" A parallel statement is found in Mark 10:6. "But from the beginning of the creation, male and female made he them." Jesus said man and woman were created. He said God was the creator. He said that they were made as man and woman. This striking declaration affirms that both atheistic and theistic evolution are false to the very core of their teaching. Jesus said that they were made at the beginning of the creation. This is what Genesis chapters 1 and 2 have taught now for some 35 centuries of past time. Jesus went on record in Matthew 19 and Mark 10 as saying that Moses told the truth about the creation of the first human beings, man and woman, in the very beginning chapters of the Bible. Without any reservation whatsoever, Jesus endorsed the narrative about Noah and the fundamentals of the great universal flood. He said in Luke 17:26-27, "And as it came to pass in the days of Noah, even so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all." No one can reject the Genesis account of the flood, recorded in chapters 6 through 8, without a rejection of Jesus and His truthfulness as God's prophet. Jesus endorsed the account of Jonah and the great fish without any type of reservation. Hear Him as He declared in the Bible, Matthew 12:39-40. Are you listening? "An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given to it but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale," literally, the Greek sea monster, "so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." One cannot reject the book of Jonah and still retain Jesus Christ as a truthful historian, a prophet of God. These three accounts from the Scriptures of the Old Testament either stand with Jesus or they fall with Him. And if they fall, as some modernists insist they must, then Jesus is discredited and He must fall also. But you can be sure that the Word of God and Jesus will never, never fall, nor fail. Jesus manifested the great reverence and abiding love for the Scriptures by even frequently challenging people about their knowledge of the Scriptures. "And there came unto Him the Pharisees, trying Him, and saying, Is it not lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And He answered and said, Have ye not read that He who made them both from the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?" I have the distinct feeling that Jesus would say the same thing to our generation today in regard to the glaring ignorance that prevails regarding the Bible. Would He say to you and me, "Have ye not read?" Jesus believed the Scriptures. In Matthew 22:29, the Lord said this to the modernistic Sadducees of His day, "Ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God." When people are deliberately ignorant of the Holy Scriptures, as were the Sadducees, then they fall into many grievous errors and mistakes. When people are ignorant of God's power, as were the Sadducees, then there is hardly any error to which they are not susceptible. Near the end of His ministry, the Lord chided His enemies because they profited so little from the plainest of Scriptures. He said in Mark 12:10-11, "Have ye not read even this Scripture? The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner. This was from the Lord, and it is marvelous in your eyes." Christ Jesus and the Scripture are inseparable. In John 5:45-47, the Lord again said, in talking with His enemies about their evident lack of Scripture knowledge and belief, "Think not that I will accuse you to the Father. That is one that accuseth you, even Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believe Moses, ye would believe Me, for he wrote of Me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall ye believe My words?" The Scriptures are correct, in full harmony, and reveal truth links concerning biblical history. Moses prophesied of Christ. Christ Jesus endorsed what Moses wrote some 1,500 centuries earlier. One cannot accept the writings of Moses and reject the words of Jesus. One cannot accept the words of Jesus and disbelieve the writings of Moses. The writings of Moses and the words of Jesus are a complement to each other. Only by inspiration was this possible. If Jesus condemned some of His generation because they knew not the Scriptures, and frequently disbelieve what they taught, what would be his attitude toward us today for the same glaring sins of scriptural ignorance and biblical disbelief? Think it over. During the course of his busy personal ministry, our blessed Lord often pointed people to the Scriptures. In John 5:39-40, he said, "Ye search the Scriptures, because ye think that in them ye have eternal life. And these are they which bear witness of me, and ye will not come to me, that ye may have life." Jesus was approached with a very important question, as recorded in Luke 10:25. And the answer was immediately forthcoming. The Bible says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and made trial of him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou?" No doubt the lawyer raised this question in the framework of mockery. But Jesus, our Lord, was very serious in his answer to the lawyer. The attorney was caught in his own trap. Jesus knew that the answer to this question would be for everybody, and that answer is found in the sacred Scriptures. Yes, the Lord Jesus loved, respected, and used the Scriptures of the Old Testament and, of course, teachings of the New Testament. Of course, we should keep in mind, however, that the Scriptures of the New Testament had not yet been written while he dwelt in human flesh. They were being written later in the first century. When the rich young ruler wanted to know what to do to inherit eternal life, Jesus told him, it is recorded in Matthew 19:17, that if you would enter into life, you must keep the commandments, the Lord said. Which commandments? Obviously, the commandments set forth in the sacred Scriptures. Specifically, the commandments had reference to the law of Moses, for the young ruler was then living under that law. The New Testament law had not yet been given. In the narrative of the rich man and Lazarus, recorded in Luke 16:19-31, Jesus had Abraham tell the doomed man in torments, who wanted Lazarus to send back to his wayward brethren on earth, that they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. Luke 16:29. Again, Abraham reminded the condemned man in Hades, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if one rise from the dead. That's found in the 31st verse. We must not overlook the emphasis that Jesus gave to the Scriptures in one of his most wonderful addresses, the post-resurrection appearance recorded in Luke 24. In verse 27, the Bible says, "And beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he, the Christ, interpreted to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself." And we read in verse 32, "And they said one to another, Was not our heart burning with us, while he spake to us in the way, while he opened to us the Scriptures?" In verse 44 we read, "And he said unto them, These are my words which I spake unto you while I was with you, that all things must need be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets, the Psalms concerning me." Jesus wanted people to know the Scriptures. He never sought to cloud them or to make them difficult to understand. He endeavored to open human minds to the beauty, the power, and the profit of the sacred Scriptures. My friends, are you listening? I have a question. Does your preacher know the Bible? Does he really preach the Bible? Why not take notes sometime and see how much Bible he really does use in his teaching and preaching? Beware of the man, whether in the pulpit or out of it, who would turn you from the Word of the living God. Under no circumstance is he to be considered the friend and benefactor of your